You may be seated for this.
Once in royal David's city stood a lowly cattle shed, where a mother laid her baby in a manger for his bed. Mary, loving mother mild, Jesus Christ, her little child. He came down to earth from heaven, who is God, the Lord of all. And his shelter was us, and his cradle was us. Savior holy.
Come near to God, and God will come near to you. God has come to us in the person of Jesus Christ. In our condition, we cannot go to God. So God came to us in Christ. God came like us in a human body. Because of what Jesus did in coming, in dying, in rising, we may now come. The way is open. Come boldly to the throne of grace. You obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So, Lord, we come as we are this Christmas day. We come to worship Christ the Lord. We thank you for sending him. We thank you for his life, his death, his resurrection. We say, as the angel sang, glory to God in the highest. We praise your name. Let us thank God for this time, for sending his Son. That the Lord Jesus would leave his throne in heaven, the glories of heaven, and come to earth. Let's thank God for that. Let us know what it means for us. Gracious God, we ask that you bless your people the world over, as so many mark the birth of Christ. Oh, come to us. Abide with us. O Lord Emmanuel, bless our nation. Bless those going through difficult times, those in this day who do not know peace on earth, those still facing the aggravations and the difficulties of life. Be with them, and may the story bring hope. Be with our troops in harm's way in different parts of the world this day. Let your protecting angels be around them. And may something of the Spirit of the Christ who came be with them to give them comfort and good cheer. We pray for our own people here, Lord. You know those who cannot be here today because of physical illnesses, those with broken bodies, those going through so many other situations that make the journey difficult. Be with them. those caring for loved ones who are sick. Strengthen their hands. We pray in particular for Brother Doug Hall. Lord, you know how difficult the last years have been for him. This special time, be close, be near. Send an angel down to bring special comfort and peace to him and Bonita and that entire family. Keep them in your care. Now look upon us here, Lord, as we sit in your house this Lord's Day, this Christmas morning. Oh, that the angels will be close. Oh, that the Spirit will descend upon us and help us indeed to see Christ the Lord, in whose name we offer our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Jesus is our childhood's pattern. Day by day, like us he grew. He was little, weak, and helpless. Tears and smiles like us he knew. And he feeleth all our sadness, and he shareth in our gladness. And our eyes at last shall seek him through his own redeeming love. For that child so dear and gentle, he's our Lord in heaven above. And he leads his children on to the place where he has gone.
Some years ago, there was a cartoon that made its way in newspapers across the land. It pictured two farmers in Kentucky standing in a field as snow gently fell. And one turned to the other and asked, "Anything exciting happened today?" "No," the other one said, "but oh, there was a baby born at Tom Lincoln's cabin, but nothing exciting ever happens around here." That baby, we know, went on to be the man Abraham Lincoln, a man who changed the course of a nation. 2,000 years ago, a child was born, laid in a manger. He changed the world. And in all my ignorance, let me say, he changed the Godhead. For today in the Godhead is this one with the body he took back to heaven. Even Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, the Son of God. Today we're here to hear the story one more time. And we look at it in the lesson before us as we get it from the shepherds, as they received it from the angel. The angel of the Lord appeared unto them and said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Since this is a story, I'll kind of tell it like a story a bit. So we say H is for. H is for heard. The shepherds heard the story. What is the essence of that story? It is simply this. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, Christ the Lord. Now, if we had time, we could take this apart. Don't have that time. It is Christmas. You have other things to do, right? I know. But that Jesus Christ is born. He came into the world through the birth process. God could have made a mature man and drop him here. He was born. He is born as Savior, Deliverer. He is born as Christ, the promised Messiah of Israel. He is born as the Lord, King, Ruler. I mentioned briefly last night the war on Christmas. You don't want to fight that war. You know why? Jesus Christ is Lord. He is King. I was reading my devotions yesterday morning, Luke 1:33. His kingdom shall never end. Let people fight. His kingdom is here forever. It will never end. The shepherds heard the story. Not the birth of an ordinary child, the one who came as God in the flesh. And I want to tell you, sisters and brothers, all our beliefs as Christians rest on this story of virgin birth and God coming among us in human flesh. The tall pole in the tent of our faith is simply this. The babe of Bethlehem's manger is very God, a very God. If Jesus were not of virgin birth, he would just be an ordinary man. If he were an ordinary man, then when he died on the cross, he died for his own sins. But that he is the Son of God, he died for the sins of us all. The shepherds heard the story. To you is born this day a Savior. God became man without ceasing to be God. He is the everlasting Father. H is for heard. The angels heard the story. Today we hear it again. Amen. In the carols, in the scriptures, in the preaching, in the pageants, in it all, we hear the story. Christ is born, Savior of the world. But secondly, H is for heed. Heed as in to pay attention to act upon. The shepherds heeded the story. We are told after the angels went back into heaven, the shepherds said to each other, come now, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass. They heeded a story. You see, angels always go back to heaven. They don't belong here. But we are left. The angels didn't tell the shepherds what to do. They simply announced the story. The shepherds decided, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing. They did it immediately. Now, you notice the shepherds did not form a committee to determine what to do. That tells us they were not Methodists. They just did it. No committee. These men had good reason not to go to Bethlehem, friends. They are told that the Messiah is born. Now, that's not a problem. They expect Messiah. They are told he is born in the city of David. That's not a problem. The prophets foretold that. But that he is lying in a manger, that's a huge problem. How can our Messiah, the King of Israel, be born in a stable? They have every reason not to say, we're not going anywhere. But somehow they're moved and motivated. Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing. They heard the story, they heeded the story. Seeing angels, hearing an angel sing is not enough. They have to see the Christ. Angels are just God's messengers. They must get beyond the messenger of God. They must see the Christ. If I had time, I'd tell you about my conversion experience. But it is Christmas. You don't want to hear serious stuff about God, right? But sisters and brothers, the essence of my story is this. I grew up in the church, just like you. I know all of these carols by heart. But one day, I came to the place where I got beyond the church, and I came to Christ. The shepherds are here. They got beyond the angels. They would come and meet the Christ. Christmas is about encountering the Christ. Christmas is about experiencing the Christ. Christmas is about enjoying the Christ in our lives. Not just hearing the wonderful story, having it in our hearts. Last night, churches across the land were filled with people. We had a good crowd too, I think. What, 110 thereabout? But don't be fooled. Next Sunday, attendance will be as usual. Why? The multitudes hear the story, but very few people take heed. The British call them the fuzzy faithful. You know what I mean? Those who have a vague idea of God, but they have never come to Christ. Church is not enough. We need to come to Christ. Religion is not enough. We need to find the Savior. So the story tells us what? The Savior is here. You may find him. Go to Bethlehem and see. He is real. You could actually find him. And so I want to let you know today, sisters and brothers, somewhere in our existential experiences, we may meet God. We may find God. He is here. Let us go to Bethlehem and see. Are you with me? Amen? Let us go to Bethlehem and see. There is something to this story. There is a life to this story. I may meet God. I may know God. Let us go to Bethlehem. And so we sing in a carol, come to Bethlehem and see. He whose birth the angels sing, come adore on bended knee, Christ the Lord, the newborn King. We may find him. When I was about to leave seminary, I went to Washington, D.C. I was invited there to consider congregation. And I met with some leaders of the church the Saturday night before. And again, it was, you know, an Anglo congregation, and there was one fellow there who had my pigmentation. So I asked, well, some of you ask about me, how did you get into this church? And he told me the story. He said, my life had come to pieces. I was going through a very dark and difficult time. He said, I had to find God. And one night, he said, I left home. And I went down the street after street, knocking on church doors, looking for God. This church was the only one I found open. And I'm here. God is here, friends. We may see him. We may experience God. Let us go to Bethlehem. Jesus has the answers for the questions we may ask. Do you ever ask the question, does God exist? Jesus has the answer. He put a face on God. He came in human flesh. Do you ever ask, does God care? Jesus has the answer. He died for you. Do you ever ask the question, what would happen to me after I die? Jesus has the answer. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever lives and believes in me, even though that person dies, yet shall she live. He is the answer. The shepherds heard the story. They heeded the story. Come to Bethlehem and see. And finally, some of you will be wondering how long this is going on. H is for hear, H is for heed, H is for honor. The shepherds honored the Savior. The angels went back into heaven. The shepherds came to Bethlehem. They saw Mary, Joseph, and the baby lying in the manger. They worshipped him, and they went out into the village proclaiming the good news as told them by the angels. H is for honor. The best way to honor the Christ is to heed the story, experience him, and spread the good news. To honor him is to come to terms with who he is. Recognize he is the Son of God. And spread the good news in our daily lives. To stand up for this Christ. We can't leave it to Tim Tebow alone, you know. To proclaim his Christian faith to this nation. We could all do it. We could all bow our heads in a restaurant and give thanks for a meal. That will get somebody's attention. Amen? We could all pray in other places. Please, Muslims are not afraid to stop traffic in New York City any day of the week. I mean stop traffic and observe their time of prayer. We too are called to honor. Come to Bethlehem and see. He whose birth the angels see. So we ask the question, why don't we honor him? Well, we have different attitudes about Christ. Some of us are just cynical. This whole Christmas story, virgin birth, angels, God, Jesus, bunch of nonsense, we say. Who would believe that? I've never seen a life change, you would say. Nothing to Christianity. There is no God. We are just cynical about the whole thing. Oh, yeah, show me. Cynical. And then some of us, the attitude is tolerance. You don't believe it, you don't buy it, but You could tolerate it for a little while. You know, you wouldn't call the ACLU because of your neighbor's lights and tell them to shut down all the Christmas music. You could tolerate it. You know what I mean? You could come to church and even tolerate my preaching for 30 minutes. You'll get over it. Just put up with it. You don't really believe it, but we could tolerate the Christmas thing. But then we find those who have the attitude of acceptance. I'll honor the Christ. I receive him into my life. Each one of us should do what the shepherds did. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. In Charles Dickens' Christmas Carol, Scrooge, we know, lived a miserable life of greed. But when he awoke from his slumbering encounter with the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future, his life is changed. He humbles himself. He becomes a new man, no longer grasping but now giving, no longer bitter but now blessing, no longer indifferent but now involved, no longer bah humbug but ah hallelujah, you know. His life is changed. And what does Scrooge say? I will honor Christmas in my heart and try to keep it all the year. And so to heed the story, it's indeed to say, I will honor Christ in my heart and try to serve him all my life. The day you hear the story, let us heed it. Let us honor the Lord. Amen. Number 2100.
Thou camest to earth for me. But in Bethlehem's home there was found no room for thy holy nativity. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Heaven's arches rang when the angels sang, proclaiming thy royal decree. But in lowly birth thou didst come to earth, and in great humility. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. The foxes found rest and the birds their nest in the shade of forest tree. But thy couch was sought, O thou Son of God, in the desert of Galilee. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus, there is room in my heart for thee. Thou camest, O Lord, with the living word, thou shouldst have thought this choir shall sing.
Lord Jesus, here we are before you, opening our hearts. Oh, come to my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee. We seek to make a fresh start, dear Lord, to know you afresh, to come to Bethlehem and see, to experience your love and to proclaim it to all that Christ Jesus is born. Receive the gift of ourself back to you for your gift of love. In the name of Christ Jesus we pray. Amen. Now let us give our gifts to God.